Are there awards for best lift operators every year?
Yes.
What?
Whoa, do they call
that was a joke question.
Last year, I got an award for best ramp work.
What? Nice, at the lifties?
At the lifty awards, yes.
And where do they hold
lifties.
Those?
They got to call them lifties.
Do they fly people from all over the country?
No, it's just for our resort.
It's just
resort.
For parks.
Just our resort.
Okay. I don't know. Are we allowed to say where
best,
you work?
Wait, what? Best what?
Best ramp work.
Best ramp work.
So, like,
work.
When you come on the bottom,
yeah.
That ramp, and then at the top when you leave.
You've padded down the snow, caught the snow.
I had it flat. I had it leveled. It
Has was, anybody ever stopped beautiful. You and gone, this is some of the Good best job. Ramp work I've ever seen?
Yes, many times.
What?
Many Whoa. Times.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast. I'm Ari Shaffir. On today's episode, we talk to a hero of the snow. Me and Ryan O'Neill were in Salt Lake City. We're in Salt Lake City, recording Utah, and we talked to Brent, your friendly neighborhood lifty. The lifty is instrumental in getting you up on the lift. You're drunk, you're high, it's fucking frostbite, and you can't be trusted to get on a lift. So we talked to our buddy Brent. So it's all about what it's like being a lifty among the greatest white sport there is, skiing. Well, I'm going to keep this introduction short because I'm getting legitimate frostbite on my toes. This was a mistake. I mean, it's a solid block of ice under this. The Juice is Worth the Squeeze tour is headed to Seattle, Washington with special guest Dan Soder at the Moore Theater. I'm hoping to continue my streak of continuous sellouts. It will be close. It will be close. I added 4 shows in Salt Lake City where we did this. I added 5 shows in Tampa. I added 6 bonus shows in Denver, Colorado. By the way, the February 25th show at the Vogue Theater is sold out in Vancouver. The tickets might still be available for February 24th, but they might be gone, so I get them right now if they're any available. How do you like these sheath underwear? This is not a commercial for this one, but look at the bulge it does. When you tuck it, it really gives you that fucking bulge. Massive gains. Massive gains. And don't forget the Beacon Theater. Oh, I'm gonna make that one a party, guys. I'm gonna have guests. I'm gonna have fireworks. It's a homecoming show. The Beacon Theater, the best show I'm gonna do this year. Woo! The most important one, New York City. I honor you with a great fucking show. All new material, and you will love it. That is March 24th. Tickets are available right now. It's on sale. So is Zurich on March 28th. And then I'm headed to the UK and Europe in April, Glasgow, London, and Manchester. And London shows are almost sold out in April. And then in May, Amsterdam, Stockholm, Berlin, Vienna, Ljubljana, Klubna Majoka, this is Romania, Bucharest, Romania, and Athens, Greece. Get tickets for the Juice is Worth the Squeeze tour. That's right. The Juice is Worth the Squeeze tour. You know what that is if you check out my... social media, because we have started up again. Oh man, I mean, I'm getting legit frostbite on my feet. We have once again, I gotta sit down, started up the fan driven tour names. This was a mistake. Name my tour anything you want, and if it makes me laugh or that's frostbite, or cringe, I will be honored. I'll be bound by the gods of comedy to rename my tour that. The Juice is Worth the Squeeze tour. It's me in front of a naked OJ Simpson. The deal is no sex. This is your Instagram's rules. No sex. No defecation or urination. No Hitler. That means no Nazi stuff. Other than that, I don't know. No hate speech. Yeah. Anything you want. Rename my tour. I hate this. It will hurt my career, but funny's funny. So I have no choice. I'm Ari Shaffir, and I do weird stuff. Send those submissions in. Woo, 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 woo. talk with Kyla about all the tour dates you need to use to put on there. Let's start the episode. Me and Ryan O'Neill interview Brent the Lifty all about what it's like being the most time-honored hero on the ski slopes. Oh, yeah, and we added a third show in Salt Lake City with the ski troop. Ira Ryan will be coming. San Jose is on there, too. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Orange for Skeptic, episode 506. Lifty starts now. I gotta get in front of a fire. There's no room for mistakes. All the pleasure and pains. Say what you will, but say to my face. Better back the fuck up. Better shut the fuck up. I'll do what I want, and I'll never give up. I won't be broken. I won't be tortured. I won't be beaten down. I have the answer. I'll take the pressure. I'll turn it all around. Lift me up.
I heard Bob Marley was from here. Is that true?
No, for sure. Bob Marley's not.
It's not.
No way.
No. Oh, okay.
Well, we're here in Salt Lake City.
Yes, we are. We just finished up a riveting show.
Yeah,
Wise Guys.
Seventh of eight shows. Monday night shows. Monday shows, I think, are the biggest degenerates there are. Because because they waited to buy tickets until everything else was sold out.
Absolutely.
Which means they're pothead losers. And two, that's it. Who goes out on a Monday except for degenerates?
Yeah, but it's like when you have a Wednesday show.
Yeah.
I feel like Wednesday, Monday, best fucking crowds.
Yeah, for sure. At the Comedy Cellar, the late night at like on a Tuesday at 1 a.m., it's like you can just mention a drug. They're just like, we know what you're talking about. It's fine. But on a Friday night, like, oh, I've never. This is not
I'm
the
appalled.
Kind of comedy I grew up on. We're here with an actual Lifty.
Do you find that term derogatory?
Oh, yeah. Is that your L word?
Okay.
I'm all about Lifty life.
Lifty life. All right. It's not the L word. Because
no.
We could say the L word if you wish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Instead of Lifty. So we're talking.
Lifty's fine.
How'd you get into that? There's no school for it, is there?
Originally, I went in for parking. At the resort.
Really? What?
So I did 4 years in parking.
Did they? I was going to say,
I thought they for free parking.
No.
Okay.
You're Lift material.
I started at the resort for free pass.
Yeah.
To go ski for free.
Wait, hold on. So if you worked a lot, all they would do is pay you pass?
I'd still got a paycheck. Like, I still got hourly pay.
And you get to break into cars.
I could.
Dude, easily, I did it at the Pentagon easily. Once. On my stop at Arlington National Cemetery, it was a Pentagon stop, and I would just go through checking all the doors, and I just didn't know. I'm like, that's so
Wait, you worked at the Pentagon?
No, I worked at Arlington National Cemetery, but you get off at the Pentagon stop and walk through the parking lot to the back.
Honestly, there was, like, when I was in parking, people left their doors open.
No, I could see that.
And I had to go close their door and, like, lock it and make sure it was
really?
Locked. It was, like, many, many times.
Oh, people you did that for them?
They just left
their
door.
What if they left their keys in there, like, No one
was there. I checked to see if their keys were in there, but like everything was gone and no one was around.
So I could see it. You open the door, put your shoes on.
I'll just shut the door for them. Yeah. Hopefully they have their key.
Were there any like hot chicks? You'd go in and sniff the seat.
Nah, there were definitely hot chicks. Dude, like spring break and stuff. Like bunnies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything hotter than like what you presume is a hot chick in ski pants and the skis and the whole outfit?
The fur, all
and just
white,
a little bit of face white. Showing, and you're like, I think that chick's super hot, and it makes her even hotter
because
she skis or, well, snowboards, but maybe. I don't know.
Depending on the outfit, like, because it could like give that hourglass body, depending on how.
There we go.
Also, they're all athletic. You don't see obese people generally on the slopes.
Mostly, no.
So you got into the lift industries?
Yes. The lift ops.
Lift ops.
Lift ops. Lift tech.
It seems fun. We all went, or you gave us brats last time. It was pretty fucking sick.
Yeah. Is it? Are you going to get in trouble? Is it legal to cook?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, was that cooking inside?
I can't
that was cooking
technically
inside.
Sell it. And there's been a lot of guys who be like, I'll give you $20 for a brat. And I'm like,
holy shit. You're like, yeah, here you go.
I'm about, yeah, I would love that, but I love my job.
What do they do? Put it?
No, I can see them saying, no, like, we'll charge $50 for this brat at the fucking lodge.
True.
Go to the lodge. I'll sell it for about $50.
Dude, I went to the University of Montana this year for opening football game. And we were going to go tailgate hopping. And I didn't know, like, I was like, let me be part of this party. So I made 200 a little glass of Jello shooters, you know, Jello shots.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, and I just, with trays, and I just took them around, and people like would walk by, and they'd be like, and you see the people who they love. They're like, oh, is that a Jello shot? I'm like, yeah. They're like, are you selling them? I'm like, nah, you gotta give me a Grizz Roar. We'd make people give Grizz Roars.
What the fuck is, oh, you have to roar like a guy.
What like, I'm the not doing fuck? That. I'm like, then you don't get one. And then like, we would do like, and we would like make up what it's for. We're like, it's for the whales. And they're like, okay. And like, what does that mean for the whales? We're like, free the whales. And then like, we just had so much fun. But then we went through where they like sell stuff, this little private area. And this guy came out. He's like, you can't be having those here. And I thought he meant like without giving me one, but he meant like, dude, we're selling alcohol here. You can't just give away booze at our place.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, okay, so if you just sold brats, like, on the booze, side?
It's Jello.
Jello, right, that's right.
They have no idea what's in there. It's just Jello.
That's right.
It's sugar.
Who would tell you? Would there be, like, an undercover guy who's, like, buys brats from you and then takes you down?
Yeah, or is this shoppers?
There are, like, Mountain Safety.
Oh, just, fuck them.
Is there a guy in charge of all the lifts?
There is.
There's one guy.
Yes.
Snowbird. Duckworth.
The tram operator.
The guy in charge is named Duckworth. Something Duckworth.
Wait, was that the guy giving the announcement in the tram?
No, that was Mike. Mike rules.
Oh, yeah, Mike was. And Mike demanded everyone's attention.
To tell everybody, it's green means easy, blue means moderate, and black means hard. Okay, get out there.
Shouldn't they give you that info before you get on the tram?
You should already know that.
Yeah.
I feel like who's going to be like, wait, what? Which color's what?
It's... But everyone was yelling for everyone, be quiet. Mike's trying to address us.
Is this recording? Yeah, it is. So you get into the lift industries, mm-hmm. Liftology.
Yes.
How much does it pay, first of all?
Right now, I'm getting $21 an hour.
Oh, it's not too shabby.
It's not too shabby.
So it's pretty nice right now. Like this year, they just bumped it up.
What was it before? $6 an hour?
So last year it was 15. A
class action lawsuit.
Last year, the minimum wage was 15 last year.
And so it went up to 21?
This year it went to 20, but I'm a Lyft lead, so I get...
That's a dramatic increase.
That's a third increase? $5 more.
Holy
wow,
shit.
Wow, for minimum wage?
For minimum, so...
And these meth heads out here are still not participating.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, come on, dude.
Anyone can get a job there.
Yeah. Like, do you know how much more meth you can give? It's $5 an hour more?
Yeah. That's a meth a day.
Yeah.
$21 an hour is a pretty good fucking job. And free passes.
And you get to ski for your work. So, yeah.
How many, like, okay, so you know when they stop the lift?
Yeah.
You hit the button?
Yeah.
So how many times, like, you're just fucking around on your phone and you don't catch it? How many of those do you get before you get fired? Three?
What do you mean, like somebody fell?
Yeah, like somebody gets severely injured because you're fucking around. Do you get three of those?
I would be on my phone. I would not be paying attention.
It depends. The person at the top, yeah, they could be chilling on their phone.
They always look like they're chilling on their phone.
Dude, I almost fell today.
I know.
We were going up, we were going to Snowbird, and I'm texting. I'm trying to get something done. I think I might be trying to get your number. And then Ryan's like, lift your skis. You know, sometimes there's like a halfway point, and then you keep going on some lifts.
Yes.
And so we get
a lot of broken ski poles when they come through that. They don't raise their ski poles.
Yeah.
So we have a ski pole graveyard like right there with signs that say, lift your ski poles, like keep your ski tips up. They don't pay attention to that.
It's fucking idiots.
That'd be fun to make a collage of those people. Just, because it bends and then I can try to hold it.
If we could film that.
That would be sick.
It would be great.
But anyway, then he was like, lift up. So I was like lifting up my skis and I just assumed, and then he got off and I was like, oh, wait, but I'm like not ready at all. So then it's like going up. So I had to like jump off. Everybody was that far.
Yeah. You were going back around.
Yeah. I was like, that could have been bad. Have you ever seen anybody get seriously injured on one?
Not really. Like they come off and like kind of injure their knee, but like they're just hurt for a second. So we have to stop the lift for maybe 5 minutes just for them to
so you work bottoms and tops?
I work all of it. Yeah,
you're like
throughout the day like we rotate.
Oh, really? You can't stay in the same spot?
I can technically because I'm the one that runs it.
Wow. So you call your shot.
So like when I had you come over,
yeah,
like I was at the bottom like all day
waiting,
but no one wanted the bottom. So
why?
I would talk to him. I was like, hey, do you want to go to the top? Because the top you can hang out.
You don't really have to do anything.
It's so much easier. Yes.
Right. Because at the bottom, let me see if I know your responsibilities. occasionally it slowed down that fucking thing that whatever the resort is hasn't slowed down when it comes in at lightning speed. Most of them are fine, and then some of them come in at lightning speed, and you gotta like slow that down.
By the way, those guys, I feel like when they see somebody they don't like, they just let it smash them in the back of the legs.
A little bit.
Especially
like when they're loading, because I like to be at the bottom for the most part. And if they try to rush the chair, save that 5 seconds.
What do you mean rush the chair?
They try to like get the chair's already coming, and they try to get in front of it because no one else is in front of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I do that all the time, by the way.
Let's see how this plays out. If you get hit by the chair, it's your own fault.
You get hit by the chair.
Let's see what happens.
It doesn't seem like that's a good quality build where it's you have to just trust some, I assume, pothead to just grab that thing and slow it down every single time.
They all know that.
We literally saw guys.
They all expect us to be just stoned out of our minds, not paying attention. But like, I'm paying attention.
I've seen guys smoking weed there.
You're about to fuck up, but it's on your own.
Yeah.
So you're not going to learn until that chair hits you and just be like, I probably shouldn't have done that. I was like, you're right.
Do you guys have a union?
Good question. No, there are some unions, like with Ski Patrol. They just got a union.
Did they really?
The lift maintenance just started one this year that just passed.
I feel like Ski Patrol you're in the Army. And they're the pilots in the Air Force. You know, they eat separately. Everybody's like, oh, look at these fucking hoity-toity motherfuckers.
Ski Patrol,
yeah.
Yeah, they think they're better than everybody.
Yeah.
They get to wear red or yellow.
Red.
Do you guys have an outfit?
With lift ops, we're blue.
Blue. So do they tell you what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do down there? Oh, wait. So here's your responsibility. Slow down the thing. Shovel snow onto the fucking area where people stand because it gets worn out.
Flat.
Yeah, and that's it. At the bottom and at the top, fuck all. Just wait for collapses.
It's the same, top or bottom.
You still have to put snow on.
You got to throw a ramp. Yeah.
Let me ask you this though.
Snow on the ramp.
When you're clearing out that thing.
Yeah.
So like, have you seen Cocktail with Tom Cruise?
Many times.
When he's like flipping the drinks around, I feel like you guys get a little fan. You're like. I'm like, this guy's going to get hit.
Oh, something. We're approaching. Today they wait until last minute.
And you're doing like some shuffling. Way, you're getting a little fancy with it. Like you're staying there till the last seconds. Is it showboating? Oh,
yeah. For like, if you've been there a long, long time, like you know exactly where that chair's coming.
Okay. So you guys aren't just.
Oh, I meant to get this.
Like they'll people yell at you like, hey, I'm here. I'm like, yeah, I know you're here. Like,
what are you just adding more layers now?
I meant to get the whole outfit. I fucked up.
I tried to cross my leg.
It's Salt Lake City and it's snowing. It's
yeah. I had a bad accident today at Snowbird. And I can't cross my leg.
Open.
There you go. You can have it if you want.
Oh.
There it is. Grab it out. No, no.
Dude, what are you doing? You're like a woman getting off from this. What the fuck are you doing?
Okay.
How much shit do you have in there?
He's got a neck warmer. He's got a beanie.
My whole outfit.
You should let him wear that hat.
There's so much Rogaine in there that you'll grow hair. A lot of hair
everywhere.
They're so jealous of your hair already. That's an Ames brother. They sent me. I tweeted at them that they had a cool design. They did all the Pearl Jam stuff, and I was like, oh, I think I just posted a picture of their stuff at Seattle Airport. And they're like, we'll send you hella shit. So I sent me that hat.
There we go.
True story. Are there awards for best lift operators every year?
Yes.
What?
Whoa. Do they call
it a joke question?
Last year, I got an award for best ramp work.
What?
So nice, dude.
At the lifties?
At the lifty awards, yes.
And where do they hold those?
They got to call them lifties.
Do they fly people from all over the country?
No, it's just for our resort.
It's just for parks.
Just our resort.
Okay. I don't know. Are we allowed to say where you work?
Best what?
Best ramp work.
Best ramp work.
So, like,
work.
When you come on the bottom, that ramp, and then at the top when you leave.
You've padded down the snow, caught the snow.
I had it flat. I had it leveled.
Has anybody ever stopped you and gone, this is some of the best ramp work I've ever seen?
Yes, many times.
What?
Whoa.
And during the season, too, they have, like, Silver Shovel.
What?
It's like Gold Slugger?
It's like the lift of the week. What? So you get this actual, like, you get a shovel that's...
No way!
In silver, and it has
a full shovel.
Yeah,
because they're like, why spend money on
it? I just got that last week.
Is it real? It's real silver.
Like, no,
it's spray painted.
Spray painted silver.
Yeah.
You're like, why is it flaking off in my hand?
And like people that come by, they see that. It's like, oh, you guys got a silver shovel. That's great. And I'm just like, I don't really care, but like, I do my job.
Yeah. Are people cool or dicks or probably both? Right.
Oh,
who could be in a bad mood?
We get a lot of both.
Yeah. I try to say thank you.
Yeah.
I always try to shake everyone's hand, even the guys that are...
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I get off, even the guy that's sitting inside the lodge there, I knock on the door. So thank you for your service.
You're a real hero.
Sometimes I'll see a lifty get on a plane, and if I'm in first class, I will give up my seat to them.
Wow. It is important what they do.
I need to go on every flight you're upon.
Well, I don't fly first class. I lied. I'll give you that. I'll give you the window seat.
Yeah. I will walk past you and be like, hey, I'm a lifty.
You just wear the blue uniform.
Ah, yeah, I can't wear that everywhere, but...
Are there groupies for lifts?
Oh, good question.
Ooh, good question. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't have that experience.
Oh, I thought you were like, I don't smell the puss and tell.
There are some lifties, no offense, that are hot.
Yes.
And I want to be like them. I want to live like them. They just seem so fucking cool. Some of them just wear t-shirts. A lot of them are Australian. And they're just so fucking cool. Listen to cool music all day. It seems like the life, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
It's great. We got a lot of the J1s. So they come out. Like, for the winter, it's a lot of South America.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We saw Argentina, a lot of that. Chile. Argentina. Yeah, yeah.
We noticed there was. So where do you get them from? Do you buy them from, like, somebody?
You stop them at a U-Haul and be like, it's a foreign exchange instead of sending you back.
Thing, like, so like with students.
Foreign exchange, yeah. Man. Well, fucking Park
it's
City
cheap
is
labor.
Ripping them off.
Yeah. You don't have to, like, pay for the visa. Like, it's seasonal work, right?
It's seasonal work. Like, they have to pay their way to get there.
Damn.
Do they get credit?
No, they get paid. I'm not sure what
they get paid
is.
And they get
like,
tickets.
They get paid. Experience. Like, and
okay.
They get paid our hourly wage.
Dude, I was in Whistler and I hung out with a bunch of the employees of Whistler. Yeah. And it's a lot of Australians and so much blow. Yeah. They live like 12 to a house.
Yeah.
And it's just like just constantly fucking lines, weed. It's what a fun time.
Are there a lot of those like orgies with the ticket people from where are they from?
That's a good question. Argentina.
Argentina?
Could very well happen. Just this year we just started employee housing.
Oh.
So that could be
That's gonna spread some disease.
That's where it's gonna happen.
Yeah, there's gonna be an outbreak, monkeypox on the butthole.
Wait, how cold does it get there? Does it get bad or do they heat that fucking hut?
It can get pretty cold. Like back when I was working parking, it went to -10.
Oh, yeah. Damn, it's gonna be outside
in the morning, and then later on it goes up to like maybe 5 degrees. So
parking sucks because you can't be inside at all.
Parking did it was hard.
Fuck.
Have Plus, you ever had
the
a...
people do not listen to you whatsoever? They'll run you over.
I've seen guys do it. And they're like, no,
I've
park
been parking
here
for 40 years. I can park wherever I want. I was like, that's no, you park where stupid. I point you to park.
That's crazy.
We saw a guy to take him two spots, and we felt like fucking king his car. We're like, move over.
Do you ever have a supervisor come in, and you just like ripped so much ass inside that hut?
That's a good question.
He's like, what? He's like, we're taking the shovel away.
I've been in like when I take over a lifty shack, and they've been in there a while. it's got a funk in there.
Is it ever like a hot?
Do not want to be a part of
like a hot Argentinian chick who's just been blowing mole out. I don't know what's the cuisine.
Do you guys Argentinian man?
You guys have partners? You have partners, right? I think I see you with somebody else there.
Sometimes we'll have multiple people.
Why heavy lift?
In between breaks.
Oh, right.
A little bit of overlap. Yeah.
And then if it's a very busy lift, we'll have two people at the bottom because that's where the problems usually are.
Okay.
To try to get people to load.
Yeah. I want to get into falls soon, but also, like, how do other people smoke weed while... Because I could not imagine doing it not stoned. Drunk would be a bad idea. I'd probably fall into that habit, but
yeah.
I definitely smoke weed. Where do they do it?
Honestly, like right in front of you. You have no idea.
Oh, seriously?
Wow. And everyone just assumes it's come from someone in line?
Yeah.
Dude, that guy today at the top, and we asked, like, what's the easiest way back?
I wonder that, too, like, because, like, they'll come through the line, and it'll smell like weed, like, right at the base, like, when they're loading. And then, like, they're just going to think it's me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've been standing here. Like, you've seen me this entire time. Like, what have I ever done? Have I ever put my mouth up here?
I know. I would do.
But then they look at me. It was like, "Well, you've been smoking weed." I was like, "No,
that's ridiculous."
No, I mean, habitually for a decade, but not right now.
not at the moment.
Yeah,
I would huff computer spray.
That's pretty good. What does that do for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, while you're using the lift, you could easily do it. You're like, I'm just cleaning the.
Yeah, no.
Do you have a keyboard in there?
Yeah, you go in the shack and just act like you're spraying the buttons.
Yeah, and then it's like one for me, one just, for the board.
Wasn't GSP really into computer spray?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, George St. Pierre.
Yeah, he got addicted to the huff.
Yeah, that's why he retired from the UFC. He had to leave because
they started testing for huff.
Well, no, just because he was really into it, and he thought he'd dedicate more of his time to huffing computer spray.
Oh wow. You know, he's coming to the show.
Yeah.
George St. Pierre.
Yeah, he's in Salt Lake right now.
Yeah, I think he's right outside the door.
I think he's from Salt Lake.
Bring him in.
Go talk to him outside for a second. Wait, I'm trying to think. Let's hear about crashes.
Crashes, yes.
I fell off once.
Getting off the lift.
Getting on.
Getting on. Oh, yeah. That's even better.
I was drunk. Happens. I was with Ren Azizi. It was one of the first times I was in Vail. We drank it like lunch.
Yeah.
And then the altitude, you know. And I was trying to do, at the time it was a high level move for me. I was trying to get the poles underneath you. So you sit on the poles.
Ooh, yeah.
And they stick out the back.
I hate that move.
That old high level move.
That is like one of the biggest problem that they don't load right. Because they just try to stick that underneath them.
Yeah, sometimes
they can't get it through.
Yeah, they can't get it through the back. Yeah.
In between the poles. Like yeah. In between.
I don't get it. It's uncomfortable, by the way.
It's not uncomfortable. As long as you get it under here.
It is very uncomfortable.
You don't get it right up, but you crack.
No, you can't hold poles? What's wrong with you?
I might drop them.
Just hold them.
No, then how am I going to smoke my meth?
You hand them to someone sitting next to you.
Yeah, right. You see what happened on the bottom. You see a straight pole.
Once you're on the lift, you can just put them off to the
true
side.
Yeah. But I saw a fucking cool chick doing it, and I was like, I want to be like her. And so I was like, I'm gonna do it this time. And I was trying to do it. I'm like, where do you line it up? There's a hole in the back of the chair.
Yeah.
And you got to get it through there. But it's also how do you line it up? And I'm doing
you
it.
You got like a 2-inch window.
Yeah. Some of them are bigger. You just get them right through.
You got the little pad.
Yeah, exactly.
On the ski poles.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to do it. The thing's starting to push me, but it's okay because I'm skiing. You know,
it's a couple feet.
And I'm trying to do it, and I'm trying to do it, and it's pushing me, and then I'm just down. And then the chair kept going.
Does he ever tell you this? It does not stop immediately.
No. He does not stop. No. So the chair keeps going, and I pop my head up, and I go, I spun, and I go, I'm okay. And some old man shoved my head down.
Do not stand up. No.
Shove my head down.
Shove your head down.
The thing went right over my head at whatever velocity was going. I was like, what?
No, he goes, way.
No. And the chair just narrowly missed my skull.
And anytime you fall at the bottom, the first thing we do is hit stop and just say, stay down, stay down, stay down.
Stay down.
Because the second they fall down, they just want to get right back up.
But
guess where the chair is? It's not stopping immediately. So.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So then I had to spin, and I was like, I'm okay. I'm trying to spin out of the way. And then as soon as the guy goes, stop the lift, I was like, fuck. Because there's already a long line.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, everyone's mad when the lift stops.
You should also have to go to the back of the line.
That is true.
You fucked up. You
I
go
don't
to the
make
back.
Them do that. I can have them come back on the.
Oh no! Make
on
them
the deck, and they get their skis or snowboard back together, and I let them go on the next.
You got to give them time to think about what he did.
Yeah, learn from your mistakes.
Go in the back.
They think about it. They're very sorry when it happens.
They are.
They don't care when they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, I know what I'm doing.
Remember that lady I tried to help up? She like fell in line, just blew up.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, you need a hand? She goes, no, I'm good. And she's blocking the line. And I'm like, you sure? She's like, I'm good. And then she like tried to get up, fell even more than the splits. And eventually some other guy's like, lady, hack my hand. And she's like, I'm good. But it's like, you're blocking the line. You can't be,
We were on the lift and we had already taken off and she's still back there laying on the fucking ground.
Yeah. And then as the lift stopped, I got to get out. And then Brendan Zissi was on the chair before me. He just goes, it was Ari Shaffir. AriShaffir.com if you want to reach out and tell him how you feel about it. I forgot about that. What a dick.
You can tell him personally.
Yeah. And I was like, is that what you think, you guys? I'm just drunk at noon.
Normally, I would have been fine.
That's most people.
Yeah.
That's most people.
They serve.
Yeah. When do you guys, now you're working all the time, when do you get to ski?
Question.
For breaks. So, like, we make time to go between stations because, you know, there's a top and a bottom.
Yeah.
And the one I work at, we work another lift, a little tow rope.
Oh, that tow rope sucks a dick.
Yeah.
That's when you see the best crashes.
That's a fun lift to watch. And we can't laugh out loud, but you know, we laugh silently. Yeah.
But we saw that lady. There's a child, by the way,
who
couldn't make it up over the crest, you know, because it is a little hardy. Yeah, little
the last
arms.
2 feet is a, you have that's to like kind of jump over it and then get off.
Because people just let go like five yeah. or 10 feet before. And then they just sit there. There's like, what do I do now?
You go right back down.
Get out of the way is all you got to do.
Yeah.
And some lady was yelling at the child, like, get out of the way. They're like, lady, he can't go anymore. His arms don't reach.
They try to hold on and the rope is just going.
Burning through their glove.
Have you ever seen someone's hand go into that fucking?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Holding a ski pole goes inside the lift.
And it's wrapped around. That's why you don't wrap it around.
And they don't
your
take
wrist.
It off their wrist.
Exactly.
So then their hands like kind of stuck. They're like, what do I do? I was like, give me a second. I'll get you out of there.
So what do you do? Reverse it?
No. We can pull that like, little stop gate.
Oh, my God.
Push
you
it back
lose
and they can come out and we pull their glove, pull their ski pole out.
You should have to send them back. To the end of
and
the
then,
line.
Yeah, I said, like, go back try up. Again. Go to the bottom.
I would say that might be the only weakness of that resort is that fucking tow rope.
Yeah.
That there's no other way, especially late in the afternoon, there's no other way to get down other than that tow rope.
And a lot of people have no idea it's there.
Yeah.
Like, when they get there, it's like, I didn't know this was here. It's like, well, it's
you, snowboard.
You can,
yeah.
You can walk up the hill.
Has there
you
been talk
to
of
use it?
And making like a filling it in so you can make it over it?
Yeah, that's what I do constantly when I'm there. I put the snow up there. I make sure the ramp
or
is.
Is there been a talk of getting rid of it altogether and just plowing it down, you making know, it no, all the
I've,
way?
I've
they need
said
a fucking
that
they need a learner
just
permit
level,
thing.
Level the yeah. ground and then it we could probably ski through.
Yeah,
because
it goes down then back
and
up.
And then even if they level it, just put a tow rope that is straight.
Yes,
right.
Like at Alta,
it's not hard to hold on. It just pulls you straight.
Yeah.
Seeing the snowboarders try to figure out, because skiers, you just grab it, you just lean back, and you're okay. Snowboarders, like, you can't lean back.
They have the hard time because they want to be on the other side of the rope.
Yep, they got
to
switch.
But they can't because once they get up to the top, like, they're pushed off to that straight drop off.
That's what happened to the people we were with.
Yeah, you see one go down, then the other go down. Then
so
they
when
slide
they get
down.
To the top, you just got to yell them, get on the other side of the rope. You're like, no, I'm good. And then they just
you're
go
not.
Right into the fence. And then you just have to laugh at them.
Do you ever see the, I saw this in Zermatt. I'm going back to Zermatt. Have you ever been there?
No.
Switzerland. We saw one of those where it's like a
T-bar.
T-bar.
Like, yeah.
And that, I fell on that too. It's like, you're fine. And then you're like.
Wait, what happened? No, you just put it between your legs.
I know, but then you're right? fine. And then you have to lean back at just the right angle. And then if you're like, let me move up a little.
A little unlevel and you just like. Yeah.
Oh, I have seen that
balance.
Where you go, oh, whoa, now I'm up.
And then the T-bar slides and you try to correct and then it's just, you're out.
Yeah. And you can't back re-grab down. Especially if it like
yeah.
let's go. It's,
hold on,
it's
I get dragged.
Yeah,
get dragged up. Yeah, I wish they would get. I wish they. You know what they should put in there? One of those kiddie learner like pads that take you up.
Just a magic carpet.
The magic carpet. Yeah,
a little moving escalator. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't they have that?
It's like the airport.
Yeah. Exactly.
We have those at the resort, but
for the learners,
not at that spot. Yeah.
That's what you need. Like four of them in a row that just go.
And you can have races. You know, where it's like gamble. Put
did you say racist? Red,
winner gets to the top. Yeah, you could have racists. They probably actually it's skiing.
They're there. They're already there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. So you ski on your shit, on your break, and then.
Absolutely.
But what, do you, I mean, on your days off you go? Because who wants to go back to their job?
I personally don't.
Oh, really?
Because I love my time off. I love my free time.
Yeah.
But do you
and
go,
I ski enough while I'm at work.
How long's your break?
It depends on the day. Like, I usually give half hour breaks 3 times a day.
Oh, that's great.
You got at least an hour and a half
and
to
so,
just go ski.
Right where you are, you go up that lift,
and
then go.
You don't clock out. Yeah.
Oh, it's
so
like, especially if you're at the top and you get a break, just right away. You're
well,
just,
that's because
you're skiing.
That's because you don't work at the comedy store where they illegally clock you out before you left work. To save money. They're like, let's kill the wannabe employees.
Some old business moves.
Dean!
You imagine Park City shaving your hours just like the comedy store? That's the worst.
You're like, I didn't clock out at 12:30. We stayed up until 2.
They're
like, oh.
I was like, can I go home then? And they're like, no.
You just clock me out and I can't leave.
Yeah,
you got to ski to work, right? And you ski home from work
for my lift, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's lifts like the base lifts. So obviously, you don't have to ski to. You just start there.
You ever see somebody get really injured falling off a lift?
Falling off a
lift, or like trying to get on or trying to get off?
Not really injured. Like they're injured pride wise.
Right.
Obviously, they feel embarrassed. But
dude, I was in Snowbasin. No, that's when we just went
Snow
to
Snow Basin.
No,
you really
the one near Tahoe.
Sugar Bowl.
Sugar Bowl.
Mammoth
Sugar Bowl.
Mountain?
Sugar Bowl. And there's one where it's like, it goes like this at the end, right? So you have to like tilt your skis up because the level goes like this. So, and
every time you get to the top, yeah.
Yeah. And I wasn't looking, and my ski got caught straight on. And so it started to bend up.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And the ski wouldn't bend, and I just had to send it. I just had to throw myself off.
Popped off, right?
No, it did not pop off.
It didn't.
No, my ski was like this. I was like, ow, ow, ow. It started to hurt, and I was like, my leg is going to break. And then I was like, ah, and I just fucking lost. And my friend Evan was like, what the fuck are you doing? Some
tight binding, man.
Yeah. It was a mistake on the binding, for sure. For sure.
I see that all the time at the lifts. Like, little kids and, like, even adults.
Not paying.
They're just swinging their feet, and then all of a sudden the ramp comes, and then their feet are like this.
Fucking idiots.
And then they just face plant right on
it
the
says
top.
Keep your tips up.
I know it says, but you're not paying attention. It was on the phones.
We got signs.
But why are they only in English?
To punish the foreigners?
Yeah. Stay off our mountain.
What was I going to say? Fuck, I forgot.
Do you do the rescues when the lift stops?
Like, I'll be there, but it's usually the
you're just the like, patrol. Hey, guys are doing a great job.
There's not much I can do. I'm not a first responder.
Have you ever seen that video of the lift going backwards and everyone yelling, oh, jump, jump?
I have not been a part of that.
But have you seen it? Have you seen the video?
I've seen it. Yeah.
Wasn't
That's
it
in our training?
It was in
our
training.
Oh, really?
Like
is
it really?
The Jordan event where it was just spinning uncontrollably backwards.
What happened
people
there?
People were just jumping off.
Why did it do that? I mean, it was also because it was like in Serbia or something.
It's just a failure.
But it was so weird because they were telling people, like, jump. People were like, no, I'm not jumping. Yeah. Like, it's going to smash your legs.
Do you not see what's behind you? Like,
I get it. It's freeze.
Jump.
You're like,
So that's possible that could happen.
It is a freak accident.
What's the training? Yes. What do they tell you to do?
We got to hit emergency stop. If it doesn't stop, like, there's nothing we can do.
Start taking videos. This.
Do they tell you just lower your
just
head
take
and, like,
people's phones down?
Wait, drop your head and quietly walk away.
The emergency stop should just go straight down in the bowl wheel so it doesn't spin anymore.
Yeah.
But if that doesn't happen,
do you have to throw yourself in there
and
sacrifice?
Like, all you can do is just start yelling at people, jump off.
Fuck.
Have you ever seen anybody jump off?
No.
I always wonder, you know, when sometimes the ground goes closer and further from, like,
I worry about that sometimes. Like, especially this year, we've got a lot of snow. Like, I feel like people are just going to jump off.
Just jump. I could just hit this.
It looks inviting.
It does. It looks
really
close.
Like, I've looked at that myself. I was like, I could do this.
Yeah.
I did it once
straight
in Michigan.
Down, backwards.
Yeah.
And it's like 10 to 15 feet.
A 180 when you go. Like,
but even
you've
like
got 10 feet to drop or whatever.
And go right into it like James Bond.
Yeah.
But even like 6 or 7, I did it in Michigan once.
What?
The lift was stopped, but it was like 7 foot drop. By the way, extraordinarily painful. When you land, you're like,
it's untouched.
2 foot drop.
It's an unnatural landing.
It's untouched snow, so you probably drop way more.
Well, this is Michigan, so it's more ice. Oh, yeah. But when you land, you land flat. But normally when you land, you like, you know, you so it fucking jars your knees and everything because you can't bend forward at all.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy being
I don't recommend it.
Especially the older people.
Damn.
That video was crazy. Everyone, you ever see the video where the guy jumped off a jump and then just sat on it?
The lift?
Lift.
I have.
That was pretty badass.
I have been saying that. Like, this ever happened to you? I was like, I've never seen that.
Who's gonna try that? That's how we set up. It's not just like you're just sitting next to somebody like, hi, how you doing? Like, come on.
There was a guy who
couldn't,
was sitting backwards.
Couldn't happen on my lift anyway, so there's no way.
Did you see the guy sitting backwards and then he flipped off and landed on his skis and took off? What? He like got his skis up behind the backrest and then he like rolled off, landed
clipped
on his skis and went down.
And clipped him?
No, he like hung his skis off the very back, you know, the backrest like that.
What backrest?
And here's the seat. Here's the backrest on the lift chair. Okay. Here's the seat. He was doing like this, and then he just flipped off backwards.
Oh, my God.
Skis
and then skied down.
Did like a whole roll.
I mean, which lifty would let him sit backwards on a fucking...
I think he did it after it. I think he did it while he was in the air.
Once you're in the air and we can't see you...
It's not your problem.
What can we do? you're on your own at
Is
that
like international waters? You're like, we can't prosecute you.
You've signed the waiver. You know... You said you know how to load and ride a lift. So.
Is there a waiver you do sign?
Hey, Ryan, I know how to load.
Yeah, this guy.
And
I only know how to unload.
You get on, you pass signs and say, hey, if you don't know how to load, like, talk to someone.
Damn.
It's so embarrassing. How do you do this?
Have you ever seen a group, load, don't load.
Have you seen a group try to overload, like a group of seven, sixer?
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
That's happened many times.
What do you tell? You're like, hey, there's too many. And they're like, it's cool.
We just got to stop it because we're yelling at them, but they're not paying attention.
So you count six, like, oh, wait, this
kid's. We can see, a chair of six, and there's like eight people running through. It was like, there's no way that's going to fit. I know you got like little kids, but.
Two groups, guys.
It's
two groups.
It's six people, not just whoever can fit on the chair.
What about when there's, because I saw this at Snowbird once. There was a huge line. It was on the backside where there's only that one lift. And, you know, they're loading from both sides. And I heard some guy start yelling at the guy who was doing it. He's like, we don't have to put up with this. And he was trying to start an uprising with
against
the
lifties?
Yeah, I go, there's nothing to do. He goes, you're not moving fast enough, man. And then they started really screaming at each other. I thought they were going to fist fight.
Wait, who's screaming at whom?
Some guy was waiting forever. And he's like, you don't know what you're doing, man.
To the lifty?
Yeah. And then he started yelling to us. He's like, We don't need to be putting up with this. And I was like, what are our options here, you stupid fuck?
What if we get rid of him? Then none of us go.
Yeah, it would. It's chaos.
Then there's no lift.
My job is not to control the line. It's to control the people on the line.
Nice.
What does that mean?
So, like, as a lift operator, we are focused on the actual lift.
Yeah.
So, like, the people in line waiting to get on the lift, like, yeah, we kind of pay attention to that, but that's not our main focus.
Just you want to get them on
there.
We care
about the people right in front of us.
Right there. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like
you're not line
maintenance. We can't be line judges.
Yeah, you're not my responsibility till you sit on there.
Are there fights in line?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Somebody stepped on my ski today, like, three times. Put his ski on my ski, and I'm like, and I looked, and then again, and then I gave him a strong passive-aggressive look, and then I moved up some, and then he did it again. I was like...
Yeah.
And then I realized I was never going to do anything. But like, I could see somebody like going, hey, dude, watch your fucking skis.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy hit me in the arm the other day.
No, you rolled over a guy's snowboard and knocked him down. And then didn't even say you're sorry.
I looked back at him.
He was on the ground.
I was waiting for him to say sorry to me.
For what? For going too slow?
Were you going over him?
Well, what the fuck was he doing? I was going, I was like, he was stopped in the middle
of
the line.
Some of these guys, get your fucking boot off before you get in the line.
Yeah, don't do it there.
They're blocking it today. Three across.
That guy deserved what he got.
Wow.
Yeah, I hope you're out there watching this. You know what you did.
You know what you did.
Piece of shit.
You know what you did. Yeah, are there fist fights ever?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That has happened.
Based on what? Like people cutting line or
just
frustrated long lines?
Anything, especially with long lines. Yeah.
For long lines, it gets frustrating.
Like, just a little close and like kind of bump them. People have that attitude just right behind us.
Don't touch my board.
Boom.
Wow.
You know,
it's like, you touch my gear and it'll scratch. Boom.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I had a guy resting his chin on my shoulder in that tram today. I swear to God.
Shut up.
I swear. I kept going like this.
Sleeping on your shoulder.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was right here. And I kept going like, get the fuck away from me.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's ball.
Yeah. I was like, I kept looking and I was always kissing him on his forehead.
Did you?
That's not
too
bad.
No, I didn't kiss.
That's not too bad. Yeah.
Well, okay. Nice, so now everybody's like, hey, what are you, homophobic?
What's wrong with the nice kiss?
What's wrong
with the
nice kiss?
The tram. He was just trying to get close to you.
That's true.
Did Mike step
in? Slowly, right?
Mike goes, do it, bro. Do it. Mike was a fucking
real
card.
What do you do when you see a fucking fight?
Do you film it?
Do you Starbucks it and throw the blacks out?
Try to stop it.
What do you mean, like, hey, you're not equipped for that?
It's not my job to, like, break up fights, but at that point...
you're not the bouncer.
Like I said, like, our main focus is the actual lift. So if people are fighting in line, like, we can try to stop that, but then overall, we'll just make a call and just like, hey, we need people here now.
Oh, you call for backup.
Yeah, so we got radio.
And how do they get there?
We got radio.
They gotta go up, down, up,
anyone,
and then ski around.
Anyone in the area who's like, hey, we need help at blah, blah, blah lift.
Are like, there secret marshals, bottom, like there's secret flyers
there,
where
there,
people have guns on
there
the slopes?
There are people always around.
Oh, there are?
So, yeah.
So like, that's a good question, though. Because are you ever on a lift with a guy and you don't realize he has a gun just in case somebody takes over that chair?
Yeah, just in case a diehard situation happens. I've never had that experience.
So I don't know.
What's the best fight? Because it's hard to how could you fight?
You got gloves. That means you fight harder.
That sounds like a Russian fighting league. Yeah. Ski fights?
One guy's got his gloves on, the other guy doesn't. Unfair. Also, where are you going to hit him? Not here. That's got MIPS. You're not going to hurt me with MIPS.
No, dude, it's all about MIPS.
It's all about pips. That'll protect
them
you.
Kidneys, man.
Get them in the kidneys. Get them in the balls. You got your pole.
It's got padding.
Stab them like Taylor would do.
Oh yeah.
Stab them. Don't even hit them.
You've got weapons. Yeah.
Stab them in the goggles.
If you just sharpen your skis, boom, bring them out. Yeah. Bring them out. If you got to do it.
You got razor blades.
That's what you need.
Is this
guys
Roadhouse
spinning like razor blades on the sides of the skis just to fucking tear some. Hey, are you doing? Fucking back out.
My poles turn into nunchucks.
Oh, that's good.
Just start fucking throwing them. Damn, that would suck.
You gotta be ready for every situation.
Is that what they tell you? You're like,
Basically,
do they train you in situations where you're like, this will never fucking happen ever?
What? A little bit.
What's the craziest situation they train you for? How to get your D wet in the lift hut
that you can't control.
Is there even a rumor of a woman having come on to one of the lifties and kind of been like, what are you doing later? When I worked at Domino's, they said it happens, but no one that trained me that said it happened
I've heard a lot of problems with old dudes doing
hitting
that.
On the women.
Not the women.
Right.
Oh, the men.
Because there's no problem with the women. The guys, they're all about it. They're not going to complain about that.
Not complain. Brag.
Yeah, that too.
That's what I'm saying. Is there any rumor? I haven't heard that either.
That's
definitely a lot of the girls getting hit on, and that's like we've changed our names.
Like on your tag?
We used to have our last name. Now we don't have our last name.
So they can't track
because
you down.
They can't, like,
some of those chicks are so fucking cute.
Yeah.
And you know they're just like living this cool, independent life.
It's been a huge problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the ski instructors, they all bang all of their. Especially the ones that teach
make
the
money.
Kids.
Gotta make money.
Kids. Dude, the kids. They can't ski away fast.
They have the straps. They have those straps. They hold them up.
What else is there? What do we want to know about?
What do you do when the old guys like keep coming around and hitting on you? You're like, just get the fuck out of here.
Oh yeah, old gay dudes must go hard on you.
I haven't experienced that myself.
What are you, an otter? What are you? What are you in the gay world?
Who knows?
What the hell is an otter?
Otter is a fat, hairless.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
That's hairless.
I would qualify for that. I'm no bear. He's not a bear.
He's not hairy.
I can't grow a beard.
Oh, but you have that long, luscious hair.
Or is that a seal?
I can get the locks in there. No problem. Yeah. No problem.
That would be. Yeah, I could see that being an issue. Old men in general are. They have a lot of issues.
They do. They're like, the world's changing around me.
But the audacity to be like, I'm going to fuck this ski lift guy as like a 70-year-old dude.
No, they're hitting on the girls.
No, they're hitting on the girls,
for sure.
Oh, wait, I thought it was the dudes.
Gay dudes.
Yeah, no. Gay.
Gay dudes, yeah, I haven't had that.
Gays
experience.
Aren't allowed to on the Utah mountains.
Oh, is that true?
I'm pretty sure they haven't changed that law yet.
Okay, good.
$20 an hour, but then
for a second I was worried.
Slopes rule.
I thought I was sitting next to a guy that was a gay, and I was like, "How'd you get on here?
How the fuck did you?"
Yeah, I started calling
get on here.
We've got one.
You called 911. Utah's like, "Did you call the gay hotline?" This better not be about meth again. We don't give a shit.
If you have real emergencies, don't call 911. Gays only.
Is there anything to do out in the ski towns? Like, there's no comedy out there. Or is there?
I mean, there's concert venues. There could be some comedians that come by, but comedy wise, up and
who would go? You have to play at like 6 p.m.
It's bands usually, and then we got that main street up there. That's where they really play.
That place sucks.
You just hated it because it was a Sundance. It was all blocked off.
Sundance right now.
Yeah,
definitely. Like
it was
not,
too much. Too many people with passes. They said when we got our. Skis, they were like, you're gonna see a lot of high heels on the snow. Like people ill equipped to handle the surroundings.
It doesn't affect the resort that much, minus parking. People park there and then just go to Sundance.
Oh, really?
But they don't really
crowd
the mountain.
It was empty. Sundance is a great way. Yeah, it was hard to find lodging, but once we found it was empty up there.
It's hard to find parking, hard to find lodging, but like the mountain, it's empty.
God,
like,
it was great.
It's a great time.
On a Saturday, there was no lines.
Yeah.
Which is unheard of, because one time I waited in line for like an hour and a half at the bottom during
hour. Oh, with Renazisi.
Yeah, when was that? What's in February? What holiday is in February?
Black History Month.
President's Day. That's a whole week.
Yeah.
That's the craziest.
That's the blackout days, which why would you ever ski on a blackout day?
Yeah, I don't. Some people are like, it's just
hour
what it
and
is.
A half and line to get on. It's like, guys, no fucking way. Give my money back. Let me go.
Yeah.
That's I would hate. Well, we had great times.
That's just to get up there, and then you got to go on another lift.
Yeah, then you immediately got to get another lift.
Yeah,
like immediately, and then you're like, ah,
So
it's crazy. Also, how do you feel about the price of the lift tickets now? They're $249.
He's not paying for them.
I don't. Yeah,
I know. But
people
you must
ask
have,
me that all the time. What's the lift price like? I have no idea. It's more than it should be.
Oh, if anybody can help, March 5th there will be the comedian ski trip. Shane Gillis will not be coming because he's being a complete fucking. Bleep that. Bleep that. Make it seem like I said that word. But me and Ryan and O'Neill and Ren Azizi.
Wait,
and
Ryan and O'Neill?
Oh, yeah. Me and Ryan.
And O'Neill.
Finance, Sean Patton, Normand. Everyone, pressure Shane Gillis to come, pressure Santino to come, and pressure Sal to come.
Need Gillis.
You need Gillis. He brings it together. He brings
it
together.
Kreischer?
Kreischer's too fucking.
We went with him once.
Snowboards.
Yeah. We spent a year. We spent. Yeah.
Was it here?
Yeah, it was. No, it was Park
City.
Yeah,
Park
yeah.
Because I tried to find him when he came last year.
You tried to find him?
Yeah.
I mean, Bert said
he came. I knew like where he was staying, like hotel wise, not like, the actual hotel room.
Were we down there with 50 headshots for him to sign?
And because he's big on social media, he constantly.
Oh my god!
So
giving
exactly
away his
where
surroundings.
He was on the mountain. Yeah. I was like, oh, I need to go over there and try to say hey.
That's good, dude. I did a podcast with Bert. He never released it because. Whatever, but
why? What happened? Why wouldn't he?
Well, he
it?
Said he could get me a Maryland flag onesie made, and he still hasn't done it. And now 3 years have passed, 3 seasons, and I'm still not skiing in a fucking Maryland onesie.
Unbelievable!
Unbelievable! That's if it, anyone can help us with, here's what we need for this fucking ski trip.
Yes,
a few passes we still need. We're good on.
I got a few.
We got. Thank
I got
you.
A few.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that helped us hella last year. If any, do you know any comedy fans who are instructors? I want to get everybody
like ski instructor?
Like a morning,
so you need a lesson,
a morning group lesson,
yeah.
Ooh,
for
yeah.
the guys who can't ski.
Okay.
If any instructors out there who wants to give a group lesson,
reach out.
Yeah, just ski, or if you just snowboard too, I would take snowboard for the first time. So I'd be like a beginner like those guys.
I will not.
You will not.
I will never.
But Ren Azizi needs lessons badly. Shane, Ian Finance, who fucking sends it with no skill. He fucking sends it.
He sweats like I've never seen a man sweat so much.
Oh my god!
Because he's working so hard.
It's tough out there the first time. Yeah.
But the key is you got to get that.
Pizza's not easy.
You don't get that burn.
He just goes for it. He blows up too.
Oh, wait. What's all these signs where it says no gondola?
Oh, yeah. What's a no gondola in Utah? 80% of Utahns agree. No gondola.
By Snowbird.
Yes, that's for like Cottonwood Canyons.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What's no
so
gondola?
They're trying to put in a gondola at the base of...
Of the road?
Of the canyon.
What?
So you don't have to take your car up to the resort. You take a gondola up.
How
to
long would
the
gondola take?
Wait,
like
that would take
30
forever.
Minutes? 20 minutes?
I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into it.
Why are people opposed to it?
It's disgusting. It's gross.
It's just,
dude, I would love to have a gondola.
Environmental issues. They think it's going to take over.
Oh, I would love if it killed animals. Their habitat.
I have not looked into it too much. Like, I feel like I'm for it.
It's so funny when you see a logo, like a local sign. It's like 80% agreed on this issue. And you're like, I don't even know what this issue is. I'm just visiting. It's so like, I don't feel any of this.
A lot of the time that canyon's closed for avalanche mitigation. Like, you can't even get to those ski resorts. So, like, you can't even take public transit.
And these cunts don't want people to get up there. Yeah.
So they can have
when the road is closed and there's an avalanche.
That's the perfect time to get up there.
Yeah. That means the snow's good.
So the only people that can ride are just the people that are staying at the resort on those hotels.
Or what about there's an emergency? You got to get someone down the canyon.
Yeah, you got to get to a hospital.
And you know what they say? Yeah. Fuck that person. Let them die.
Let them die.
We don't want a gondola in our backyard.
Dude, I met a guy who worked in the top... lodge place in not lodge but like you know where they have food. What's that called? Lodge.
It's called a restaurant.
A lodge, yeah. Restaurant. Yeah.
In Vail, one of the busiest restaurants in the world.
Ooh, yeah.
They just churn people out, and he sleeps up there because like you got to be up at 6 a.m. to get started.
That happens.
Yeah, and it's like, and he just sleeps up there all the time. And I'm like, dude, if there was a snow in, it'd be like this is my mountain today.
Yeah. there's a guy that lives up at the top of Mammoth of their gondola, and there's an apartment underneath. It's like 800 square feet. He lives up there all winter because he's the only guy that knows how to work on it.
He's and, Dean Gelber's father-in-law.
Yeah,
he fix the ice.
And so when it does snow, sometimes they can't get up to him for like 3 days. But he's up there by himself. He loves
love it.
He's got a wife and
introvert.
Kids. They stay at the bottom.
Yeah, right. He's got a wife and kids. Barely.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on.
You ever get tips?
Sometimes.
The guy today, we asked directions, I heard him saying, like, oh, please, like,
it's very give me a rarely. Beer. I normally only get tips like when people hand in phones, and then I hand the phone to the owner.
Then here's 20 bucks.
It's like, oh, here's 20 bucks. Thanks for finding that. It's like, I didn't find it, but thank you.
Yeah. I facilitated.
Someone gave it to me, and I just didn't send it away.
You should hire somebody to pickpocket people and then bring all the phones to your Lyft.
That's not a bad idea.
And sell sausages on the side. You got a lot
I could definitely sell grilled cheese and brats.
Can we come get a grilled cheese and brat next when we're here in March?
Absolutely. Yeah. You let me know. Like I said, I work.
Shows are wise, guys. On sale now. Second, first show sold out. Second show just added.
Second show still available.
Yeah. Third show will be added. That's the 4:30 show.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way you're gonna do a later show. Yeah,
last time we did a 1:30 show, 3 o'clock.
Okay. We had to get here so early. Me and Renzi had to get here the night before, and Sean Patton.
I almost missed it.
Is that when you get here? Is the Sunday though?
What?
And then you start your
Sunday,
your
and then we go straight to
I'll get
lodging.
Those passes for Sunday. Yeah, I'll be here.
Thanks.
That's fucking great, thanks, man. Thank you.
I'm
so much.
I'm trying to make these like Bert style like festivals without Bert's money or know how, and I got it kind of done, but it's hard because fucking like, people like Shane just go like, oh no, 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 and then he comes and he has a great time. Fuck him.
Because last year he was scared to be here. I remember that because he was there.
Too many whites.
He was here the week before, and
yeah, like, he said, oh, everyone's no seen my shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, they came to you last week. They didn't even know you were here. So the people that are here thought it was Ari, it was Mark, it was Steve. Yeah. Like, they didn't even know Shane was going to be there. So that's just a bonus.
Who else skis? Do you know which other comics ski?
Comic wise,
we have a vetting process. I'm low. It started with just me and Ren Azizi and Simone. Simone stopped coming because he can't ski. And then, like, every new person we added, we had to vet it by the people that were already there. And then when they're in, they get a vote, too. And if anybody's like, what do you think of, I don't know, whoever, like, Big J Okerson to come. And then if one guy's like, he's kind of, like, heart attack prone. They're like, all right, fucking, he's out. He won't come.
So no Joey Diaz?
No Joey Diaz in the slopes. He'll fucking snort the whole fucking mountain.
he'll bring the powder himself. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. He'll let you call that powder. It's barely three mountains of powder in my day. It's all cut with rocks. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Well, this show's starting.
What time is it?
It's 9:01.
Oh, it's starting.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go out there.
Are you guys incredibly hot?
No, I love it. I might go out there with this on. Should I just perform like this?
Who's this band? Absolutely. Who's this Utah band? Is it a Parks? Oh, is it a?
It is a Utah band.
Where are they
Salt
from?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake. What's it? So where do they go?
It's Royal Bliss.
Royal Bliss. Do they have any songs about skiing or preferably about being a lifty?
No. not specifically.
What's their best song? Ooh, I'll go out with it in the audio version.
Best song. Ooh.
What's your favorite song?
That's a tough one.
What fucking shreds?
Probably Into the Night is my favorite.
Into the Night.
Yeah.
By Royal Blue.
By Royal Bliss.
Royal Bliss.
Royal Bliss, yes.
Into the night. Into the night. That's right. I'm into the night.
Is that how it goes?
Not even close, but yes.
Oh, I thought you were doing karaoke.
I'll go out to Royal Bliss, and then I'll find some other songs about being a lifty or fucking PC.
Yeah. See, there's something called Royal Piss.
Oh, it might be.
Yeah.
Maybe. What is that?
I don't know. I'm asking. There's probably a song. Nice.
Okay, let's not hotbox this. Let's
that's
going to
be
up.
A... Oh!
You got another in the tank. You got one more? You got one more?
I don't have any more. If I come out again, it's going to be a squeaker. Do you get fucking bubbly?
Boo, Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going out there. All right, it's going to take me a while to walk.
Up in the elevator.
Oh, my God. I appreciate it.
Hold on.
All right.
Here's my mic.
All right.
He's done. Fucking, it's done.
Hey there. Did you enjoy the episode? I know I did. I learned a lot, and I laughed a lot. Ryan O'Neill was at his top funniest ever. And Brent, wow, informative and deliciously beautiful. I'm Ari Shaffir. It's been quite an informative ride we've had. Yep,
Just you and me, sitting back together, learning about what it's like to be a lifty. And isn't that what it's all about? Friends making friends. Third show added in Salt Lake City. 4 p.m. show. That'll be it. That'll be all there is. Andy Haynes has been added to the lineup. Guys, it's been real. If you do want to give us ski instructions, absolutely reach out on Instagram or Skeptic Tank Studios email at Gmail. I don't know. Follow the link tree. I forgot the name of the thing. But damn, dude, Denver was great. I'm sorry. I'm breaking character. Denver was great. 12 sold out shows. What a fucking fun time. And Brian Simpson opened. Surprise opener. The crowd went crazy. They went nuts. They went nuts when he was introduced, and they went even more nuts when they saw it was him. It was a good time. Don't forget to get tickets for New York City, March 24th, Zurich, March 28th, and my whole European tours in April and May. Seattle in 2 days, I guess. Guys, and Vancouver is probably sold out, both shows. 25th is definitely sold out. We'll see about 24th. Anyway, the point is, that was fun. So next time you're passing your lifty, maybe bring a little extra joint, even a pinner. Hand it over. Just one day. I guarantee you, they'll smoke. Maybe when it's not that busy, I'm like, hey, man, you're doing a good job. You know that guy that you pass 3 or 4 times in a row, and they're always smiling, like, I like this dude. He's always like, all right, boys, have a good run. You know that guy? Fills you with joy. Give him a nug. Give him a fucking pinner. Give him a joint. Let him smoke up there. What's he going to do? Do it sober? I don't think so. I think we learned today that that's not a real possibility. That's it. Let's sign it on out. For Ryan O'Neill and Brent, the lifty, I'm Ari Shaffir. Wait, this has been Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank. That's what it is. This has been Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, episode 506. Lifty. For Brent the Lifty and Ryan O'Neill, I'm Ari Shaffir saying so long. See you on the slopes.
Sugar, take me to the mountain. like a song, like loud guitars and a big bass drum. You dance, I strum. I love it when you sing along. Yeah, I love you like a song. You make me feel high, like Lucy in the sky on rock and roll. Little shine, little smoke, all mixed up with the buzz on Friday night. Yeah, you make me feel high. So roll, baby, roll, never felt it like this. I was ready to die after the very first kiss. Alive with the covers all gone. You got my t-shirt on. With every touch I'm falling in. Yeah, I love to feel your skin.